Welcome to our show. It's the Ignite Your Purpose podcast. I'm JB. He's Max. Episode 134. Today we are talking about stimulating creativity.
It is the Ignite Your Purpose show, podcast, vlog. We are here to talk longevity through a healthy lifestyle, a mix of mental, physical, and spiritual knowledge, the mind, body, soul trifecta. And at its base, baby, at its simplest form, every day we go from negative to positive. It's something me and John have been doing for a long, long while. And we know a thing or two about it, so we chat about it. And I thought, John, today it would be great to share with ourselves, first and foremost, because we always held our own feet to the fire, but also to the listeners via YouTube and on the audio sound waves, what it is that we have been creating and how this daily practice we've been doing, along with journaling, along with meditation, along with healthy lifestyle, all that bullshit we talk about. But this, the waking up every single day and having to come up with a topic, idea, and a talk, which is usually 10 to 20 minutes long, and how that creativity has stimulated so much more in our lives. And I want to relate that back to almost being like a kid again. Your flavor, John.
That's my turn.
It's your turn.
The nice smooth link we had there, like before. Matt, your turn.
That's right. That was a big pause.
It is. I know what I want to say, but it's just putting it smoothly and clearly and logically into words. Here's an example. So both Max and I, we're moving away from the decorating, interior, external decorating, you name it, we can do it. It's not a plug, but my number's below if you want to give me a call. But more often than not, it's automatic. Walk into a room, look around the room, and then, okay, bit of prep, fill that hole, do that, sand here. Okay, whilst that's drying, okay, we'll go and we'll cut around the top of the room. Okay, right now, that's it. Rub down the filler. Okay, that's done right now. It's all automatic. Almost always. It's pretty much automatic. We don't need to think about it because we've been doing it for that long. But each and every day now, we're learning about video, we're learning about audio, we're learning about search engine optimization, we're learning how to use different platforms to record, and then we're planning on what's the next evolution from using this service so we can get four files and put them in the box and it'll spit out a show that we can edit. And to do that, it requires you to be mentally stimulated and engaged and kind of to be on board. You wouldn't do that if you're just kind of just doing it. It's a bit fun. And to do that each and every day, and the first thing you're doing in the morning is popping, kissing the wife, or you're thinking, right, I need to go downstairs and do an hour's work before I go to work. And as soon as you come home, and then you're, dare I say it, and we like to talk about, doing a thing, and you go into bed routines, gone to shit, and you're looking at your phone and then rolling over. But it's interesting because we can imagine the future in our minds, but we're not actually seeing it in front of our eyes yet. And I'm not sure if this works the same, but I made some notes a couple of years ago, and it was talking about metaphysics and how we look at ourselves in the mirror, but we create our reflection before it's happened. There is a delay between the creation and us seeing it. The speed, it's got to be created before we can see it come back at us in the light, even if that's at the speed of light. It's like we do affirmations to get fitter and healthier, but it just doesn't happen. We don't wake up one day having said our affirmations and we look like Tony Robbins. It takes weeks or months of going to the gym. And it's just the same with creating this podcast and being in this continual learning, like Max said, like being a child. Yeah. We can see it in our minds and we can think it, but actually it takes this practice each and every day to eventually we'll see in our mind, we'll see in front of us what's been on, in our mind's eye by then it'll be months or weeks or years, decades. Hopefully it won't be decades. Max, what's your spin on...
You slapped down a couple great points. You know, one of the main takeaways I was thinking, man, like for me, I was put to work at 11 years old. So I got good at what I needed to get good at to put a roof over my head.
Into the mine with a chip in the
yeah,
hammer.
Yeah.
In the mine, black. I had to... Canaries dying. And...
Sorry, that's right. I had the black lung pop. But... You know, when you get good at something and it's not difficult anymore and it's just your default, it could be an accountant, it could be a mechanic, it could be a school teacher, it could be a blah, 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 whatever you, the listener, feels. What I have noticed is this, when you get into something, and I see this a lot in older people, and I want to say, I don't want to say full of regrets, but some of the people that I speak with on a daily who hate what they're doing but continue to do it just because they know how to do it, we cut ourselves off. And by John and I starting this path, it's difficult some days. It's super difficult to be like, okay, what are we going to think about? But it's no different than going to the gym and pumping iron, man. That's difficult too, but that's on a physical level. This is difficult too, but it's on a mind, it's on a mental level. And we are simply working that muscle. And I will say this, over the last 3-4 months, it is getting easier, John, and I am 100% noticing it shoot off into so many other things where, like you said, John, I wake up at 2 in the morning and I'm like, holy shit, what was that dream I just had? And I write down half a page full of ideas, I fall back asleep. This type of stuff does not happen when you're in the same old rut, the same old routine. I go to work, I eat my rice for lunch, I get home, I have a coffee, I have my dinner, I watch BoobTube, I go to bed. Dude, there is no growth there. There's no stimulation. And we are, I'm assuming, put on this earth to be better every day and to elevate every day. And I think that's one of the things I wanted to kind of point out today was when we aim higher and we try harder, because it isn't easy, there are certain nuances that just form that I didn't expect. And we could have gone to default, John. We could have said, man, this is way too hard. Let's just go back to doing what we were doing and gave up. But... the yeah, proof is in the pudding, and the fruit will come.
Been there, I've been in those. Man, this is too hard, and what ifs? And it's interesting because although the number of watches or listens or views or subscribes, it's irrelevant. Really, it's the engagement we have with people. But noticing that when you spend the weekend editing 150 shows, and then the numbers just pop, 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 pop. You can see a correlation between what you're doing and what's happening, that the theory, the blueprint of this is how you create connection with not just your audience, but with the wider community. So when people type in their machines, ignite your purpose, we pop up. And we can see that by doing this, we put this here and we change this and we search for these words. And then these other ones come up, and then we get a collection of these, we put them into a sentence, and all of a sudden we appear. And that drives you to, I wouldn't say make compromises in the way you live your life, but to make choices that right now this is important.
And you get that sense of nothing's impossible. We can do it, right?
Yeah.
Who would have thought there was enough... You know, I don't think we really thought about this 3-4 months ago, and still to this day, like John and I are talking about daily Alexa briefings now, which is a next level. So you got to come up with something 365 days out of the year, and it's just like, well, that's not possible, right?
Yeah, and there are days when Max and I will sit down together, 4,000 miles apart or 6,000 miles apart, and what are we talking about today, then, Max? And he's like, I'm not sure. What have you got anything to talk about? And we'll talk for 2 minutes, come up with a subject. You know, there's no prep, there's no rehearsal. And all of a sudden we're diving into a really stimulating conversation with each other usually. And all we can hope is that it brings some of you, none of you, one of you some stimulation. But it means that we are becoming better at what we're doing, stronger at what we're doing. We're able to connect to those memories and those events in our lives, or referencing a piece of work or a book or social media or music or whatever it might be, but getting stronger, getting better, providing a better level of content for this platform that we can then share out on an app, on an Alexa briefing. So every morning you ask for your morning meditation, or you ask for your Ignite Your Purpose motivation every morning, and we just spit that out. But we've got to come up with it every day, you know, not just write a piece of freaking shit algorithm.
And through working this, John, two words come up: trust and faith. So I feel that, you know, some of these conversations we have, it's authentic. I mean, some of this shit is coming through us. I mean, we're not thinking about it, right? It's actually coming through us from a higher place or purpose. So it's such an intricate thing that just starting the journey of diving into something difficult, the amount of growth you and I personally and spiritually have come across is something I wish for everyone else. Because it's massive growth, brother. It truly is. Like, I mean, I write songs all the time, but this is another level, right? Of manifestation, of da-da-da-da-da-da, right?
Yeah, and you know, and the question of how we've done it may come up on another show. But if you'll kind of see this lot behind me, wherever it is there, this lot, it's through reading. It's not just our experience, it's through... Yeah. Who are the top
hard
five
work,
guys
baby.
In business? I'm going to read those books. Who are the top five guys in sport? I'm going to read. Who are the guys in nutrition? And we read these books and we pull out a golden nugget, and then we apply it and things. So somewhere below on here, we've got a link to our page. It's called kit.com. And on there is one of my kits. And I will this week, I'll put a list of a load of these books in. That we found stimulating and encouraging and educational. And I'm sure Max will give me a list of the books he's read, probably less than me, because he doesn't read very good. Just joking, mate.
It's that Canadian
and then,
English.
And then you maybe order a book and see what it says. I do lots of audio books because it means I can be out on the push bike and listening, or at work listening. Yeah. And that is making better use of time. Because I don't read very quickly either.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's practice like anything else.
Exactly.
I said to my nephew, I think it was yesterday I saw him, I said, you can choose to do anything you want. You know, anything that has your attention and your interest, you can do it. You know, anything. You've just got to apply yourself in that direction. So, thank you all for listening. We've started with what we're going to talk about today, ended up in a ramble. You're welcome.
You are welcome.
No charge. But if you like it, please give us that thumbs up, like it, share it, subscribe to the channel. We're over on Facebook. We've got things on Twitter and Instagram and Pinterest and all the rest of it. If you see it, like it, share it, and send us an email. That's it from me.
We appreciate you guys. Thank you for the audio listens. Thank you for everything. We will talk
to you. I love this. I freaking love this, man. It's awesome.
How much more energized are you than when you started? Just tell me, because I'm buzzing.
Yeah,
how freaking absolutely. Weird that is. It boggles my mind, brother.
Absolutely. See you next time. Bye.
Tomorrow.